It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Monday, February 12, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. Just an outstanding combination of things is this day, which is Abe Lincoln's birthday, 1809. It's the beginning of Random Acts of Kindness Week, and it's Clean Out Your Desk, Clean Out Your Computer Day. So today only, you can clean out someone else's desk and files and claim you were doing a random kindness. Certainly not a crime.
Folks is pretty mad about it all, I think. Think you're the one that's been doing all this robbing around here lately, you know?
Yeah, I know it. There's been a dozen of them come by here, stand there at the door and call me a thief and robber and everything else.
That's from the Lum and Abner radio program, Arrested and Jailed. It first aired on this date in 1935. Charles Darwin, born on this date in 1809. And through creative association, we can tie him to this bit of history.
Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
It was on this date in 1832, Darwin's 23rd birthday, that the Galapagos Islands he'd soon explore were annexed by Ecuador. New keyword. Ecuador's Radio Quito, on today's date in 1949, broadcast its own version of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. But to heighten excitement, they played it completely straight. No intro, no disclaimer. Widespread panic ensued, and only when the street noises reached the radio station did the announcer mention it was a play, and that didn't go over well. Rioters burned down the building, which also housed the town newspaper offices. 20 people died trying to escape the building. 15 were injured.
Oh, the Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
Santa Ana's thousands were enough to make them flinch. But 180 Texans, they didn't give an inch.
Oh, the Alamo.
Lorne Greene, born on this date in 1915. And it so happened that on this date in 1836, Mexican General Santa Anna crossed the Rio Grande on the way to the Alamo. I promise I'm not making this stuff up.
Sincerely, oh, you know how I love you.
On today's date in 1955, that McGuire Sisters song, Sincerely, reached number one, where it stayed for 10 weeks. One could say that the McGuire Sisters affected a Barbie doll look in the 1960s, and maybe that's because on today's date in 1959, the Barbie doll first hit stores.
When you think there's not a thing for you to do, but surprising Barbie, there's always something new. Pretend busy Barbie is playing her records at home.
The Ken doll, Barbie's boyfriend, arrived in 1961. On today's date in 2004, Mattel announced the unthinkable. After 43 years of dating, Barbie and Ken were splitting up. Happily, the couple got back together February of last year. Births on this date, Kublai Khan, 1294, Omar Bradley, 1893, and Joe Garagiola, 1926. And Doors keyboardist Ray Manzarek was born on this date in 1935 in Chicago. Finally, for this 12th day of February, it was today in 2000 that cartoonist Charles M. Schulz passed away. In Santa Rosa, California, there's now the Charles M. Schulz Museum and an ice rink named Snoopy's Home Ice. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, theme music courtesy of SCS Media, strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for business and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.